All right, Daniel, get it together. You're just a normal, non-weird human man. You can do a podcast episode by yourself without your wife who is sick, without being weird, without...
You're weird!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to We Watch TV, the podcast about the TV that we watch. I am Daniel, and I'm solo this week. Hope is under the weather, and we, of course, you know, that we could have solved this if we just had recorded at a normal time, like normal people. We talked all weekend about how we were going to make sure that we got the podcast recorded early, and then we did not. And so Monday rolls around, Hope wakes up. She is in the throes of a terrible migraine. And here I am trying to figure out, do we wait till for her to feel better? Or do I need to record? Do we skip an episode? You guys know our feelings on skipping a week and skipping an episode and what that does to our OCD. So here I am with you on this wonderful Tuesday morning, recording an episode just so everybody can know that we're okay, we're here. Hope is feeling a little bit better today, but we went ahead and ran with just me today. So please bear with me as much as you can. Before we get into it's not going to be much of a TV talk episode because, to be honest, I didn't watch that much TV. But I have some notes from Hope, and I have some fun, weird stories from home, the home front, if you would. I don't know. I think everybody in the world has this shared experience now at this point. Amazon has been delivering to our homes for so long that we all have this shared experience of having a package delivered that we did not order. At least I hope so. Or maybe this is just another I'm cursed. I don't know what it is. So we needed new coasters for our drinks. And I went on to Amazon. I was given the task of picking these out. And so I went on to Amazon to purchase said coasters, looking for something that would be nice. They'd look good, but also easy to clean because we drink coffee and coffee gets all over everything and the coasters get stained. And the silicones we have right now are not cleanable. They cannot be cleaned. I have not found a solution that will clean the coffee stains off of these silicone coasters. So I go looking for like some nice ceramic coasters. You don't need to know all this, but I'm letting you know anyways, because I'm trying to fill time. Anyways, I get the coasters, I find the ones I want, I hit purchase, and then I completely forget about them, as I do with every other thing on Amazon that I purchase. And days go by, and then a package shows up, and I'm like, what is this? It's addressed to me, I don't remember what I ordered, I didn't go back and look at my orders. So I open the coaster, or I open the package, and it's just two tubes of, like, two gigantic, like multi-family packs of Asper Cream. I've never used Asper Cream. I don't really even know what it's for, but there they were sitting in the packaging, and I had no idea why they were here until I got into my Amazon, looked at my previous orders, and was like, coasters were delivered today. And I was like, oh, I beg to differ that coasters were ordered today. So I don't know. That's not the first time this has happened. It was really like, it took me a second to kind of figure out what had happened. The other time was, we actually got something delivered that we didn't order in addition to the thing we did order. Hope got me something for my birthday. I was like, oh, this is nice. You got me this ice maker too, which is weird. And she's like, I didn't get you an ice maker. I was like, you didn't buy me this $300 ice maker that's in the second box here. It makes the good ice and everything. And she's like, no, I didn't get that for you. And then, you know, we, of course, in our stupid morality, spent the next 5 minutes trying to figure out, do we send it back? Are they going to come get us for sending us to us? And that, you know, ultimately we kept it because you keep the stuff you didn't order from Amazon that they give you anyways, right? So yeah, anyways, what weird Amazon stuff have you received in the mail before? Let us know on Instagram. Maybe we'll put up a poll or something to try and get the weirdest stuff that you ordered, that you did not order on Amazon, but you did get from them. In other news, I do want to say Hope, while Hope may not be on this podcast this week, she did appear on another podcast this week. So she, as I think a lot of you know, last week we were off of our normal schedule. We had a pre-recorded episode for you because we were down in Orlando doing the Disney Princess Weekend, and she was on a podcast, the No Guilt Disney podcast, doing the 2024 Princess Half Marathon recap. Now, she did the 5K and the 10K, and she was on the podcast there joining Patty to talk about the event. And it's a good episode. You should go over there to check that out. Again, that's the No Guilt Disney podcast. It's the most recent episode that she's published on March 4th. Check it out. And also, that gave me a little bit of extra motivation to do this podcast episode by myself today because I needed to keep pace with Hope. We had always done podcasts together, so this would have put her, you know, a podcast ahead of me. And I'm anything if not competitive, so I needed to make sure somehow that I had done an extra podcast as well without her. And then, you know, now it gives me the opportunity to pull up even. So that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say about that. We have some news items here. So we talked several weeks in a row here. We've talked about how The Boys is going to be coming out in 2024. And we're very excited about The Boys. The Boys is our best thing going at the moment. And I'll elaborate on that here in a moment. But we have a date now. So June 13th is now the date for The Boys release. We're getting the first three episodes. That is very exciting. For those of you who've been listening for a while, you know that The Boys is our current best show going. We started this podcast off. Our very first episode was an episode entitled The Best Thing Going, where we kind of talked about the shows that we were excited for, and the second and third place shows have shifted around for us over the year, but the number one show has been The Boys, and we kind of qualify that as The Best Thing Going has to be a show that has at least one season out, and we know another season is coming. And so there are certain shows like Ted Lasso that we couldn't really put up there with in that category because we knew season three was going to be the last season, supposed last season of Ted Lasso. So The Boys is up there. We're excited to finally get to reevaluate it as our best show going and see if it still maintains that title. It's just a great show. It's on Amazon Prime. If you haven't watched The Boys, there's three full seasons on there right now, and I would highly encourage you to get those under your belt before June. You've got 3 months to get it done. I think once you watch the first episode of season one of The Boys, it will not be a difficult chore to get the rest of them in because it's a great show. We also got another announcement. House of Dragon season two, that's the Game of Thrones spinoff show, is also coming in June. They don't have a June date yet for it, but it is coming in June. And that brings us around to, well, let me state first, we haven't finished season one of House of Dragon. I think Hope and I both are suffering from a little bit of Game of Thrones fatigue at this point. We are planning on getting back around to it before June now at this point. Now we know that it's coming out in June. So we're going to get around to season one. We'll have our thoughts on the show for season one, and then we will also get to season two when it's premiering live in June. And that just makes June is this humongous month for us TV wise. And it's, I don't know, it's exciting, but it's also a little irritating because it's like, man, couldn't one of these shows have come out like, you know, in March or in April or in May and given us just a little bit of a break from the hectic craziness of watching all this TV in June. So, you know, like we talked about The Boys, we got to talk about House of Dragon. Of course, Hope has Bridgerton coming out, I think in May and June. The Bear is in June, and then, of course, the Star Wars, The Acolyte show is slated for June. I don't think, know that we have a date yet. We're always Star Wars fans, so we're going to be there to watch the Star Wars show. So it's just a lot of stuff all packed into June in a really crazy way that's going to make it hectic. And, you know, like, come on, we would have watched it now. Certainly Hope is irritated because Bridgerton's been done forever. And, you know, I don't know where The Boys is at on production. This Star Wars show has been in production forever. I have no idea what has taken it so long to come out. It was slated to come out in, like, 2022 at one point, and now here we are 2024 and it is out in June, supposedly. Still doesn't have an actual date, so we'll see. I don't know what is going on with that. We also have been watching The Bachelor, or Hope has been watching The Bachelor. She typed me some notes here that I'm going to read verbatim. I've been told only read these verbatim, do not go off script, so here we are. The Big Bachelor spoiler was wrong. I don't know what the spoiler was to begin with, so you're going to have to look that up on your own. We, she speaks for both of us here, think that Joey is happy. We are Team Maria for Bachelorette. Sure. We believe she will bring that vibrant and chaotic energy not seen since Hannah B. Hannah B., by the way, winner of season one of Special Forces, so she is definitely my girl. But we think if Daisy, not Duck, does win, she will be the Bachelorette. Instead, we are on this. Okay. So there's your Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor Universe news for the week. I know you all tune in specifically for that, and so here we have delivered it unto you. Speaking of shows that make us fight, we have finished all of the current Abbott Elementary. So that is season one, season two, and the few episodes that have been released for season three so far. Hope is definitely a bigger fan of Abbott Elementary than I am. I'm fine with it. I've missed a lot of episodes, so I think part of that is just I haven't necessarily been there for every single episode. It's good. It's a good show. It's funny. I think some of the characters have grown on me a little bit. I like the janitor, Mr. Johnson. I think he's really funny. So, yeah, I think if anybody's looking for a nice sitcom, check it out. It's a good show. The only downside is, you know, only two seasons, and season three is on weekly release right now. And, you know, it's tough for a half an hour sitcom show on weekly release. It really is. We've also caught up a little bit with Ghosts. Ghosts is on CBS. That's in season three. Again, weekly release, kind of one of those things. We let the episodes stack on that one a little bit. Seasons one and two are on Paramount Plus. Those are like full, you know, 20 episode seasons. So there's a good amount of episodes there, but it is still a weekly release show. We like it. It's good. I don't know. It's not the greatest sitcom ever, but it's definitely funny and entertaining. So, and finally, we have also started Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Amazon Prime. That's the Donald Glover show. We are about three episodes into that. It's entertaining and funny. It's not as funny as I think both of us thought it was going to be going into it, but it is definitely funny. It's got kind of a dark humor to it to a certain extent, and also just kind of a quirkiness. It certainly is a different take on... So Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I think most people, if they're familiar at all, are familiar with the movie with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt in, like, gosh, 20 years ago at this point? I don't know. It's been a long time. This is definitely a different take on that concept. Like it's, and I'm not going to spoil it too much for you all until we've had a chance to really watch most of it, but it's definitely a different take on the concept that they've gone with in that movie. So it starts in a different, interesting way. I'm looking forward to watching the rest of it. And like, it's just nice to have shows to watch. So I'm hoping to find a few more like that. And we are always taking, recommendations for shows like that as well. One more week in a row, I am not going to talk about The OC Season 4, but I am going to tell you that we have not abandoned The OC Rewatch. We are deep into Season 4, actually, and we are going to record our thoughts and get them back out there to you. Right now, the plea is recommendations for what our next rewatch should be. We're really, we're barreling towards the end of Season 4 of The OC. Our thoughts are coming in the next couple episodes, but we need to know what we need are going to move on to next. The kind of a couple ground rules, you know, talk to Hope and I on social media. It needs to be something one of us has seen, at least, to consider it a rewatch. Prefer it if it's not something like, you know, don't suggest Supernatural, a show that we've both seen and is also like 17 seasons. We're not going to do that. But, you know, I think Hope said Gossip Girl is leading in the house right now. And that's, you know, I'm not, somebody save me. Somebody, please save me from Gossip Girl. Okay, so I think that's all I've got for you this week. Sorry, it was just me. Hope is feeling better a little bit today, but please send her your best wishes, and she will be back as soon as she can next week. And if this wasn't good enough... Oh, you know, I didn't say anything about Star Trek, so I did watch an episode of The Next Generation, Season 1 Star Trek. I've got all those DVDs now, and I've been watching it. And I still... A lot of people give Season 1 of The Next Generation... That was my computer beeping at me there. Huh. A lot of people give Season 1 of Next Generation some crap, but I think it's pretty good, especially in light of having watched the original series show a couple episodes here recently. It holds up very well, and I still say my recommendation from a Star Trek side is if you're new to Star Trek and you want to get into it, watch Strange New Worlds, and then if you really like Strange New Worlds and you want to go deeper down the rabbit hole, go to the next generation. Maybe start with season two, but I like season one. I think it's good. I think it gives you some characterization that you need going forward. So that's my recommendation if you're interested at all in those things. And so with that, I leave you till next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of We Watch TV, a podcast about the TV shows we watch. You can find more from Hope and Daniel on Instagram at We Watch TV Podcast. Drop us a line if you like the show, have a question, or a recommendation. You can find Hope on Twitter at Lil Runner and Daniel on Twitter at The Real Hobo Dan. Music for today's podcast was provided by Your Tunes from Pixabay. Artwork was created using the AI program Midjourney with prompts written by Daniel.